Number 13, consider approval of resolution 2019-38, a resolution requiring the removal of the buildings and debris at 2108 Standpipe Road, owner Cameron L. Indiana P. Wells, Ms. Reardon.
This is a property that is appears to be currently not occupied. It's on Standpipe. There's what appears to be a single-family house on it, as well as some storage structures. If you had a chance to look at the photos, you realize that the storage structure is in very poor shape. It doesn't have any exterior weather protection to it, and so, that's kind of a sign of how abandoned it appears to be. So as you can see from this photo, really it's just exposed wood on the exterior. This has been exposed for a lengthy period of time. Essentially, as you can see in the photos and as pointed out by the building department, without the weatherproofing, the elements have really taken a toll on this building, not only on the walls, but also on the ceiling. You go to some of the interior, that's some of the roofing material that's been blown off, so the roof essentially is coming apart. When you move to some of the interior photos, you'll see what has happened because of the lack of roofing, proper roofing, is that essentially water has come into a significant extent into this building over the years. It has caused the roof trussing to become exposed to moisture, badly damaged. You'll see that in some of the later photos, you'll see where some of that ceiling material has actually fallen into the building. What has also been seen, I mean, clearly there's sunlight pouring into this, into the interior of the building, that the roof is pretty much non-existent. You'll see that what has also happened is that the wiring is no longer up to code, including there's one photo where you can see it appears that one of the outlets has sparked or shorted, causing some blackening above the box that indicates that it's now just not antique wiring, it's now dangerous wiring. In some of the later photos, you'll also see that there appears to be no foundation to this structure. Instead, there is simply, it's up on cinder blocks. So essentially, there's really nothing that is savable in this building anymore because of its age, its exposure to the weather, and probably kind of a moderate construction style to begin with. It's no longer repairable. The code enforcement has been out there, the fire marshal has been out there, and one of the city building inspectors have been out there. Not only is the building in poor shape, but they're also seeing a problem with some debris, some from the building, and some may just be debris from other sources on the property. Code enforcement has been in contact with the owners of the building. They have asked that the building be removed and that the property be cleaned. The owner did mow down the weeds, kind of mowed down the property, but said at that time they were not interested in removing the building. They use it for storage. Code enforcement's opinion, along with the building official and the fire marshal, is that this presents more of a hazard than really it should be allowed for storage. That's the electrical out that appears to show some signs of shorting in it. So their recommendation is that it's not even appropriate for storage anymore. The ordinance as proposed, the resolution as proposed, would allow the owner 30 days to clean up the property. If the property is not cleaned at the end of that 30-day period, then the city could go and have the city or a city contractor go in, remove the building, clean the property. Any work we do, the reasonable cost of that work would become a lien against the property. I don't know if anybody is here on behalf of the Wellses to address this. Okay. They have not. We sent out the certified, my office sent out the certified letter. I have had no contact with the Wellses, but apparently they have spoken with Casey Cass. So.
Questions or comments from the council?
What did they say, Mr. Cass?
Mr. Cass.
Mr. Wells, you know, after a lengthy discussion, he agrees it needs to go. We've been working on this. It's gone on for far too long on this one. And I don't want to defend the shape of the building at all. Mr. Wells had major surgery last week. He's unable to be here. He's asked me, and I've helped him get a couple of quotes. It's a little bit outside his grasp, and I'm trying to get him one more quote. He wants to take care of this himself. As I said, I've developed a working relationship with him over the years. And I mean, this goes back 7-8 years. No excuses for that. He inherited this property from his father at his passing. And he's trying. We're just not quite there yet. I hope if you adopt it tonight that I'll continue to work with him. And he's going to remove this structure if he can financially afford it.